for NPR Illinois, I'm Mary Hansen. The state's agriculture sector has been through trade disruptions in the past, but what they're dealing with right now is different. Mark Gephardts is Executive Director of Government Affairs and Commodities with the Illinois Farm Bureau. He says corn and soybean farmers have weathered other trade disagreements, like the tariffs they're currently facing from China.
What's different about this is the multiple fronts that we have right now. I mean, you've opened up NAFTA for this renegotiation. You have the Chinese issue. You have the EU.
He says on top of that, Congress is negotiating a new farm bill. It's a lot of uncertainty, which he says is bad for the industry. Gephardts made these comments at a meeting of the Citizens Club of Springfield, a day after President Donald Trump traveled to southern Illinois to tout the success of his trade policy. Trump has also put forward a $12 billion plan to help farmers. Gephardts says it's still unclear how exactly that aid will be delivered to Illinois farmers.